This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. If you're with me yesterday morning, I was talking about the idea of helping people who are hurting. And I said that Jesus was just the master of this. He went about his area of life looking at people, and he saw people who were harassed and helpless, as Scripture says, like sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus is the greatest example. If we're talking about sympathy, compassion, these qualities, it certainly tells us in Scripture we need to follow in his steps. Then one day, Jesus told a remarkable story. So a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, they beat him, went away, leaving him half dead. Now a priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too did a Levite, when he came to the place, saw him passed by on the other side. Now, this story, the sad thing about this story was the priest and the Levite were the religious leaders who happened to be travelling, were supposed to have cared for this man, but they didn't. They were obviously too busy about their religious duties. And thinking about that in life, there are many people who pass by on the other side for one reason or another. You know, they're busy. They don't have time, or they never see someone else's hurt. And they see everybody else, but they don't sort of register. They don't know what's really important. But then the Bible says that a Samaritan man, as he travelled, these were people who were despised by the other races, he came where the man was. He took pity on him. He went to him. He bandaged up his wounds, and he put the man on his own donkey. He took him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out his 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said. "When I come back, I'll reimburse you for any extra expense that you have." So the story is, which of these three men, Jesus said, do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? And the man, who was an expert in the law listening, said, well, obviously the man who had the mercy on that person. And Jesus said, well, look, that's true. You go and do likewise. You do the same thing. So that's the story of the Good Samaritan. It's the stranger, the foreigner, and this one man, the most unlikely of all, who saw this hurting man, reached out in compassion and did something. He went far beyond what most of us would do. He not only gave the man time and his compassion, but he gave him some money. So when you start giving your money, I think it says an awful lot. Bill Gates, of course, head of Microsoft, is worth, they say, about $48 billion. He also gives away something like $27 billion through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to help other people. But there are other rich people, not only the Gates. There are other rich people in the world. What do they do? So we could do something. Maybe we may not have that sort of money. I'm sure you don't have that sort of money, but it is something to think about. What is the area that I'm prepared to do? Why don't we give money to help hurting people? We certainly look after ourselves. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, you know that our Lord Jesus Christ was kind enough to give up all his riches and become poor so that you could become rich. I'm not talking about money, of course. But there are other things you can do. Visiting people, phoning them, email, a card, a prayer, something that's simple. Often, you know, that is the greatest thing to help people who are hurting. The Bible says in 1 John 4:7, we must love each other. Love comes from God. When we love each other, it shows that we've been given new life and we are now God's children. It's all about being touched by God, God's will. Well, there are lots of things we can say about this, and I just want to say that I think we all need to experience the touch of God so that we can, when the circumstances are right, help that person. And when it does happen, it may not happen every day, but when it does happen, and you reach out to someone, it is, of course, going to make a big difference to that person's life and the way, of course, that other people will treat them. So if God touches your life, you can reach out to others in love. Loving others, of course, comes from a loving God. Well, Heavenly Father, sometimes I think that physical pain is easier to bear than mental suffering. A toothache or a broken leg, that's at least in one place. But, Lord, there's tension and anxiety and guilt. We need your help. And, Lord, may people know that you can help them through their troubles. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.